Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you the latest in insurance news on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into developments that happened throughout the last week of December 2025, shaping the landscape for consumers and businesses alike. Starting with news from CHU, Australia's leading strata insurance underwriting agency. CHU has significantly bolstered its insurance capacity from $300 million to a whopping $690 million. This comes as the agency adapts to the trend of larger, more complex strata developments across the nation. The CEO, Kimberly Johnson, highlights the importance of comprehensive insurance solutions for these expanding properties. With an increased capacity, CHU now offers independent quoting and a greater involvement in co-insurance deals. This means more choice and flexibility for customers. And a new indicative pricing tool will assist brokers in fetching preliminary premium quotes more efficiently, making it a win-win for all involved. This marks a more fortified strata insurance market for property owners and strata managers. Moving over to the construction sector, some unexpected news as the year 2025 brought reduced insurance premiums. According to the Construction Insurance Market Update released by Marsh, the first half of the year saw premiums decrease from 5% to 15%. This spelt relief for a sector that had been seeing an upward trend since 2024. A surge in competition, increased capacity, and a growing number of insurers entering the market are responsible for these reductions. Notably, contract works and professional indemnity insurances saw declines of 5% and 10% respectively. Though premiums are lower, firms must not neglect best practice risk management, as underwriting standards remain stringent. In healthcare, robust changes have been seen in insurance regulations. Enhanced patient safety measures and increased coverage against liabilities are at the core of these changes. Key updates include mandatory higher coverage limits for professional indemnity insurance in response to rising malpractice claim costs. Even telehealth services are now included in the coverage, reflecting their growing popularity. To ensure compliance and avert potential penalties, healthcare practitioners are urged to review their policies, consult with insurance providers, and stay informed about these changes. Speaking of healthcare, there's been an upward trend in malpractice claims leading to increased insurance costs. An environment of enhanced patient awareness, coupled with increasing litigations, has seen insurance companies reevaluate their risks. Higher premiums are the norm as an upshot of these risk evaluations. Now more than ever, healthcare professionals need to keep abreast of these changes, consistently improve their skills, and take steps to minimize potential errors. Group insurance plans through professional associations could be one way to tackle these significant costs. And that concludes our weekly wrap for Financial Services Online. For more information, do visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, along for the journey as we navigate the ever-evolving financial services landscape. Until next week, stay informed and stay safe.